Играется.
Today's Amud is Yuma Samach Tesamad Aleph. We're holding at Samach Tesamad Beis by the Gemara. So says the Gemara, Midikatoni be'itz delis lavan mishaloi, mechlal dekriya lavavaydihi. Meaning we mentioned in the Mishnah that when the Kohen Gadol reads from the Sefer Torah, right, he goes to the Ezras Nashim and he reads from the Sefer Torah, so he has a choice. If he wants to, he can wear his own regular weekday clothing, or regular Yom Kippur clothing, but clothing that are not big day kuna, or if he wants to, he could continue wearing his big day lavan. So says the Gemara, from the fact that he has a choice of wearing his own personal clothing, the ones that are not big day kuna, midikatani beitzlis lavan mishalai, from the fact that we give him the option to wear his own personal clothing, mechlal dekriya lav avaydihi. So from there you see that it must be that reading from the Torah is not considered an avayda. If it was considered an avayda, so then he would have to wear big day kuna. So elamai, it's obviously not an avayda. And yet still, the yet still we give him the option and say that if he wants to wear the big day kuna, he's allowed to. So you see from the fact that we give him the option to wear his regular clothing, that it must be that it's not an avaida. But you see now from the fact that we give him the opportunity to wear his big day kuna, that he's allowed to. And what's the significance of that? That shema mina beged kuhuna nitnu lihanes behen. You have a riot from here that the big day kuhuna are mutter behana. So, meaning we're going to see soon that Chazal had a shaila about this, about whether or not a kohen was allowed to wear the big day kahuna shaloi b'shas avayda. Meaning avadi is going to get hana, he's going to get to enjoy the warmth of it while he's performing avayda. But we're going to see soon that Chazal had a shaila, is a kohen allowed to wear the big day kahuna shaloi b'shas avayda while he's not actually performing an avayda. So you see from this gemara, from our mishnah, that it must be that a kohen is allowed to be nana from the big day kahuna, even shalai b'shas avayda. Because clearly here, from the fact we give him the option to wear his own clothing, it must be it's not an avayda. And yet we tell him that he could also wear the big day kahuna. So you see that when it's, even though it's not an avayda, he's allowed to wear big day kahuna. Says the Gemara, it's not a raya. Del mishani kriya, the tzorech avaydahi. Even though it's not mamish an avayda, but the ma'isa, it's part of the seder ha'avayda. And therefore it has some sort of significance, and therefore maybe that's why he's allowed to wear big day kahuna. But you can't bring a raya from here that even when a kohen does something which is totally not concerned in avodah, that he's allowed to wear big day kuhuna. Now, where did Chazal have the shaila? The Bailam, he once asked the shaila, big day kuhuna nidnu lehanes behen, aylai nidnu lehanes behen. Is a kohen allowed to be nana from the big day kuhuna or not? And on that shaila, so the Gemara says, Tashma, we have a raya from a Mishnah in Tamid. It says over there that lehayu yishenim bebig day kodesh. It said that when the kohanim went to sleep, so they wouldn't sleep, they're not allowed to sleep wearing the big day kahuna. So what do you see from here? That l'chaira, sleeping has a specific reason that it should be aser. Like we'll see in Mesechah Sukkah soon, by the tefillin, by wearing tefillin to sleep. But sleeping l'chaira has a special reason not to be wearing the big day kahuna, because there's a chashash that maybe shema yafiach, maybe a person will pass gas while he's sleeping. And therefore there's a specific reason. So now from the fact that the Mishnah highlights this, that he can't wear the big day kahuna while he sleeps, and sleeping has a specific reason why we would assume that he can't wear it. So that's mashma, that's shenahu delay. That's mashma is specific about sleep, because we have this chashash of shema yafiach. That's why he can't wear the big dekuna to sleep. But hamecha alachle, if he wants to, he can eat wearing the big dekuna. So you see from here that the big dekuna are mutter lehanes behen. It was only to sleep that he can't wear the big dekuna. But it's mashma that they could eat and wear the big dekuna. So you see, it's mutter lehanes. Says the Gemara, it's not a raya. Del mashani achila de tzarech avaydihi. You're right, you have a good diak. He can't sleep. Mashma, he could eat. Granted, good diak. He's allowed to eat in it. But that's not a raya that even shalai b'shas avayda, a kohen is allowed to be nana from the big day kuna. Because eating lamaisa is a tzarech avayda. Kedetani, like we learned in a braisa, that v'achlu oisam asher kupar behem, we learn out from this pasuk that malamit shekehanim oichlem ubaylem mishaprim, that it's through achilas, the gehanim eating from the kachem, from the carbon, that the baylem get a kapara. So you see, a chelik in the baylem's kapara is from the kehanim eating. So therefore, eating is not totally off the mark from avoda, and that's why they're allowed to eat while wearing big day kahuna. Well, says the Gemara, still we have a diak to bring a raya from, because it's mashra from the Mishnah that shena hu delay, that it's dafka shena, that the kohen is not allowed to wear the big day kahuna to sleep. But if he wants to take a walk wearing big day kahuna, he's allowed to. It was dafka sleep. Says the Gemara, no. Now the Gemara is going to reject the whole diak that bedinu dahaluchin nami lay. that really the brights, the Mishnah could have said that they're not even allowed to take a walk in the Big Day Kahuna. Really, even walking is aser. So why did the Mishnah stress sleep? Why would it stress something which has already anyways a reason not to allow it? Because it's seifa, it's shrichle. Because we wanted to highlight the chiddush in the seifa that poishtin umekaplin umanichin tachas reishayim, that even though they're not allowed to sleep in the Big Day Kahuna, if they want to, they could take it off, fold it up, and put it underneath their heads when they go to sleep. So that's what we wanted to get to. We wanted to contrast sleeping with the seifa of something that they're allowed to do, that they're allowed to tuck it under their heads when they go to sleep. So that's why we spoke about sleeping. But really, who adin, even walking potentially, it could be that really even walking is usur, and really you're not allowed to be nene from the Big Day Kahuna. So you have no raya from here either way. Well, says the Gemara, we have a raya now from the Seifa. The Seifa says, "Poishtenu mekaplen umanichin oisen tachas reishen." You just quoted it, that they could fold it up and they could put it under their heads when they go to sleep. So that's also a raya. Shmas mina big day kuna in lehanes behen. You see that they're allowed to be nana. It's going to give their head some warmth when they go to sleep. You see that they're allowed to be nana from the Big Day Kahuna. Amrav papa leitema tachas reishen eleema keneged reishen. Then no, it doesn't really mean that they're putting the Big Day Kahuna mamish underneath their head. They're putting it to the side of their head. And really, to put underneath the head might be asr, because really it could be that Big Day Kahuna is asr lehanes behen. And the Mishnah just means that they put it next to their heads. And Amar of Misharshia, that shmas mina tefillah min atzad shaper dami. From the fact that just like by Big Day Kahuna, we say that even though there's a problem of shami yafiach, and therefore to wear it to sleep, let's say, is an issue, but to put it next to your head is fine. So then, l'chayru hu adin with regards to tefillah. That to put it next to your head when you go to sleep, so even though to wear it to sleep might be a problem of Shema Yafiach, but to put it next to your head when you go to sleep, that's going to be fine, just like we see from the Big Day Kahuna. But either way, the point is that we wanted to bring a raya from the Sefer, from the fact that it says that he puts the Big Day Kahuna underneath his head, that it's Mutar Lehanis, and the Gemara rejected the raya, and the Gemara said that no, I can tell you that the Mishnah really just means that they're allowed to put it next to their heads. And now says the Gemara, Hachanami Mistabra, and I'll even bring you a raya that it has to be that it really means, Dikeneged Reishayan, that it really has to mean next to their heads, and not Mamish underneath. Because if you're going to think that the Mishnah really means that they're allowed to put the Big Day Kahuna mamish right underneath their heads, but typically mishum kalayim. So granted, in terms of we're asking a shaila, we're trying to figure out Big Day Kahuna lehanes ben or not lehanes ben. But what about the iser of kalayim, which the Gemara is assuming that for sure is an iser even when it's shalei b'shas avoda. So of course it can't mean mamish underneath their heads, because then they're going to be nana from kalayim, right? The avnet was made out of kalayim. So if so, how could you put it underneath their heads? Says the Gemara, the avne, that was part of the Big Day Kahuna, and the avne was made out of klayim. So even if you're going to tell me that Big Day Kahuna has a heter of hano, even shloi b'shas avayda, hamisani miklayim, and that's for sure going to be aser. So now, hanich lamad amar avneto shokain gadol, so now all is good if you say that the Kohen Hedyot's Avnei during the year was the same as the Kohen Gadol's on Yom Kippur, and we know that the Kohen Gadol's Avnei on Yom Kippur was just linen, it was not Kalayim. During the year, the Kohen Gadol wore an Avnei that was made out of Kalayim, but on Yom Kippur, it was all just Big Day Boots, it was all just made out of linen. So all is understandable if you say that the Kohen Hedyot's Avnei during the year was the same as the Kohen Gadol's on Yom Kippur, meaning it was not made out of Kalayim, so then you could say that it went under their heads. But if you say that the avnet of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, that is not the same avnet as the Kohen Hedyot during the year, rather the Kohen Hedyot's avnet during the year was made out of kalayim, just like the Kohen Gadol's avnet was made out of during the year, everyone wore kalayim, so that Ma'ikal Amemar, so the avnet was made out of kalayim, so how could they put it underneath their heads? Alamayim must be, it really means to the side of the head, and so you have a raya anyways from kalayim, that the must be that the Mishnah really means to the side and not directly under the head. No, it's not a raya. Kalayim b'levisha v'halohud aser. Maybe you'll say that kalayim is not aser to put your head on top of kalayim. It's aser to put kalayim on top of you. You can't wear kalayim and you can't put it as like a blanket. But to use it as a bed sheet, b'hatzah, to use it as like a sheet, so that's going to be shari. Maybe you'll say that kalayim is only aser to put on you, but not to go on top of it. V'atani, that's not true, because we learned in the Braisa that l'yala alecha, that even though the lashon of the Torah is l'yala alecha, that you can't put it on you, too, which implies, and it's true that the halacha is that you're allowed to use it as a bedsheet midah raisa. It's only an iser to put it on top of you, but you're allowed to go on top of it. It's mutter la'tzio itachtecha. You're allowed to put the climb under you as a sheet. But lemaisa the chachamim answered it because shemati karich nima achas al besaroi. Because maybe if you go on top of it, so a thread is going to go on top of your brasser and provide you warmth, and it's going to be on you. So you see that midra button is aser. So even though you're right over here, the kayin was sleeping on top of it, but it would still be aser midra banan. So therefore, it must be that the big day kuna was really on the side. V'chitema the mafsek le midi beni beni. And if you'll say that no, really they slept on top of it directly. Ah, there's a problem of putting their head on top of the klayim. No, they put something in between. So it was the big dikun on the bottom, then maybe like a thin sheet, and then their heads. So that's why there was no issue. But frak the Gemara, that's still an issue. Because v'ha'amar Reb Shimon ben Pazi, amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, amar Rabbi Mishum Kala Kadisha Shib Yerushalayim, he was mayed, that afilu eser matzal zu al gavzu, uklayim tachtein, asur lishayin alayin. The lacha is that even if you have 10 mattresses, one on top of the other, and the bottom one is made out of klayim, it's still asur to sleep on it. We're always going to be chayshish, that maybe a thread's going to go on top. So Shema Mina connected Reishay and Shema Mina. So you see that it would be aser anyways to sleep on the big day kahuna alt kalayim. So it must be a means to the side of the head. So you have a raya that it's not just we're a big madcha the raya. Meaning the Gemara de Shailo, are you allowed to be nana from big day kahuna or not? So we wanted to bring a raya because the Mishnah says that the kayhanim would sleep on top of the big day kahuna. We said no, it's not a raya. It doesn't mean that they literally slept on top. It means it was to the side. So you might think that oh, okay, fine, they were mad. It was a daichik diketaret. It said oh, they put it to the side. The Gemara is proving that it's not a daichik diketaretz. It was mamish. You have to say it. It's mistabber to say it like that, because if not, if it went mamish under their heads, then forget about the issue of being nana from big day kahuna. Alts like meila, there's not an issue of being nana from kalayim. So alamai, you have to say it was to the side of the head, and therefore it's not a daichik that which we said this teretz. Rav Ashi Amar lo oilum tachas reishan. He says no, it's not true. It really it could be that the big day kahuna go directly under the head. Ah, v'kamisani miklayim. Ah, you're asking about the fact that how could they be nanda from the klayim? It's not a raya, because I'll tell you it's not a kasha, because big day kahuna kashin hain. I'll tell you that big day kahuna are made out of hard materials, and therefore there's no issue of putting your head on top of klayim when it's made out of kashin, when it's made out of hard materials. Kihad am Rav Huna braid Rav Yeshua that hai namta gamda de Neresh, that this hard felt from the city of Neresh. Shario, it's mutter mishum klayim. There's no issue of klayim since it's hard. We'll learn for now that meaning that there's no issue of klayim at least to go on top of it. There might be an issue still for it to go on top of you, but at least the iser derabanan of going on top of klayim was never said when the klayim was hard. So therefore, the big dikuna also was made out of a stiff material. It was a hard material, and therefore I could tell you that alts klayim is no issue. It could really be that they literally slept on top of the klayim. But either way, the gemara has no raya. The gemara has no raya whether or not it's mutter lehanis from the big dikuna shalei b'shas avoda. So says the gemara tashma. We'll bring a raya that big day kahuna, the Brisa says that big day kahuna hayoytze behen lemedina aser. It's aser for the kehanim to go out in the big day kahuna to the medina, which means outside of Harabayis. Uva mikdash bein b'shas avoido bein b'shloi b'shas avoido mutter. But in the mikdash on Harabayis, so the kohen is allowed to wear the big day kahuna whether it's b'shas avoido or whether it's shloi b'shas avoido. B'mneisha big day kahuna nitnu lihanis behen, because big day kahuna are mutter to get hanas. So that's mamish that direct raya, Shema Mina. You see from here that big day kahuna are mutter bahana. It's mamish the braiso is mefirsh regarding our shiloh that you're allowed to be nenem from big day kahuna. Obviously, the one who asked the shiloh didn't know this braiso, but the gemara is bringing a braiso which is mefirsh that you're allowed to be nenem from big day kahuna, and therefore a kohen is allowed to wear it shloi b'shas avoda. But we said that even though he's allowed to wear it shloi b'shas avoda, he's only allowed to wear it on harabai. So he can't go with it to the medina. And Rashi explains that even though it's mutter bahana, so why can't he go with it outside Harabayis? Because that's already a bizayon. That's being naig with the big day kahuna. A minag chol, you're wearing it like it's regular clothing, and therefore that they can't do, but you are allowed to wear it on Harabayis, just you can't take it off of Harabayis. So we finished that chelik of the sugya. Now the Gemara is just going to focus on this idea. Uva medina loy, is that really true that the kohen is not allowed to wear the big day kahuna outside of Harabayis? He can't wear the big day kahuna out of Harabayis. Vatanevi, we learned in the Braisa, we learned the famous story where we will see that the kohen wore the big day kahuna outside of Harabayis. What's the story? It says in Megillah Tainis. Megillah Tainis is a Megillah. It's a Masechta which says over different days that are considered like Yomim Tovim, and because of the fact that they're Yomim Tovim, so you're not allowed to fast on these days. So one of the days that it discusses in Megillah Tainis is it says that Be'eser V'chamisha B'Tevis. It says on the 25th day of Tevis, Lo Yom Haragrizimu. It's called the day of Haragrizim. That's what it's called. Delight lemispan, and therefore you're not allowed to give a hesped, you're not allowed to fast. It's Yom HaRegrizim. What's so special? What happened on this day that it got the title Yom HaRegrizim? It's the Yom Shebikshu Kusim as Beis Elokeinu Melexandris Mukton. It's the day that the Kusim, they started up with Klal Yisrael, and they requested Rishus from Alexandris Mukton, who was the one who conquered the whole world, Lachrivay. They asked permission to destroy it. They were upset at Klal Yisrael, they were doing their own thing on HaRegrizim, and they didn't want us to have our Beis HaMikdash. Unasana lahem, and Alexandrus Mokdon gave them Rishos to destroy it. So Bayu Vahidiyah Yeshem Netzadik, so they went. So in the meantime, so now the Kusim with Alexandrus are going towards Yerushalayim to conquer the Beis HaMikdash. In the meantime, Bayu Vahidiyah Yeshem Netzadik, they informed Yeshem Netzadik about everything that was happening, that the Kusim got a Rishos and they're coming. So Ma'asa, so what did Yeshem Netzadik do? Yeshem Netzadik was the Kohen Gadol at that time. So what he did was, is he was lavash big day kahuna. He wore the big day kahuna, v'nisatif big day kahuna. Interesting double expression, but he wore the big day kahuna, umiyakire Yisrael imay, and he brought along the chashuv of people in Klal Yisrael, and they went with him, vavukai shalar biyadeyan, and they took some torches of fire in their hands, v'chol halayla, and the whole entire night, halalu halchem itzadzeh, v'halalu halchem itzadzeh. So the Kusim are going with Alexandrus Mokdon from this side, towards Yerushalayim, and Shimon HaTzadik was going with the Akira Yisrael, the other way, going towards the Kusim and Alexandrus. Until it hit dawn. At dawn time, came in Sha'ala Muna Shachar, so Amar Lehem, so Alexandrus Mukdon, he saw people approaching him, so he said to the Kusim that were with him, he said, Mihalalu, who are these people that are approaching us? So Amrulai, so they said to Alexandrus, they said, it's Yehudim Shemardu Bacha. These are the Jews that we're talking about. These are the rebellious ones. These are the people that we were just telling you about, that they're rebelling against you. And that's why you gave us permission to destroy their Beis HaMikdash. Kevin Chigilan, once they got to a certain city, so Zarcha Chama, so the sun shone, Upagu Zebezeh, and they met up with each other, and they were able to see each other, the Kusim and the Yisraelim. Kevin Shara, the Shimon HaTzadik, once Alexandrus Mokdon, he saw Shimon HaTzadik, so Yaran Mimir Kaftoi, so he got off from his chariot, Vishtachav Alefanov, and he started bowing in front of Shimon HaTzadik. This is Alexandrus Mokdon, the ruler of the entire world, he was bowing to this Tzadik, to Shimon HaTzadik. So Amrulai, so the Kusim, they were with Alexandrus, you can imagine what they were thinking at that time. So they said to Alexandrus, Melch Gadol Kamaischa Yishtachaveh Liyehudi Zeh, you, someone so great as you, the ruler of the world, you're bowing to a Jew. So Amr Lahem, so Alexandrus Mokdon, he said to the Kusim, he said, the most yukna shalzeh minatzachas lefonai bebeiz mochamti. It's this person's image, this Shimon HaTzadik that I see when I go out to war. It's his image that I see, and that's what makes me successful in all my wars, is it seeing this image. So Amr Lahem, so the Jews, so Alexandrus Mokdon said to the Jewish people, he said to Shimon HaTzadik and to all the Jews that were with him, Lama Basamwig, where are you guys heading? What are you doing? So Amrus, they said, what do you mean? You don't know? Efshar Bias. Is it possible that this house, the Beis HaMikdash, Shemispalim Bayalecha V'amachuscha, do you know what we do in this Beis HaMikdash? We daven for you. We daven for your Malchus. Shalai Techarev. Shalai Techrav. That it shouldn't get destroyed. Shalai Techrav Yasuscha. Oivdei Koychavim. Lahachrivai. So that it shouldn't get destroyed. And the Yasuscha Oivdei Koychavim Lahachrivai. And people are misleading you. These Gayim, they're calling the Kusim, Oivdei Koychavim, are misleading you to destroy it. So Amr Lahem, so Alexandra said to the, he said to the Yidden, he said, Mihalalu, who are these people that are deceiving me and trying to get me to destroy the Beis HaMikdash, which is the place that you daven for me in? So Amrulai, so they said to him, Kusim Alalu, it's these Kusim. Mamash, like the Purim story, right? So they said, it's Mamash, it's these are the people. Shaim de Lefanecha, these people that are standing right before you, they're the ones that they really just don't have your best interest in mind. They're coming to tell you to destroy the Beis HaMikdash because they know that that's where we daven for you. That's where your whole success comes from. So Amr Lahem, so Alexandra said to the Yidden, he said, Arei Heim Esurim Bidechem. You could do with them, they're in your hands, you can do with them whatever you want, you get rid of them. Miyad, immediately, Nakvum Bekvehem, so they pierced, the Yidden pierced holes into the heels of the feet of the Kusim, Usloim Bizanme Suseihem, and they hung them to the to the tails of their horses, and they mamas dragged them through the streets on different thorns and sharp things, until they got to Hargrizim, which was the place that the Kusiyim lived. Once they got to Hargrizim, so Kharashuhu Uzaruhu Kashinin, so they undug everything that the Kusiyim had already planted, they destroyed all their fields, and they planted in their place Kashinin, which is the animal food, which after you plant that, nothing grows on the ground anymore. So they really just destroyed the entire Hargrizim for them. The way that they wanted to do to the bias of our God, the way that what they wanted to do to the Beis HaMikdash, that's what the Yidden did to the Kusim, so to speak, Beis HaMikdash. That's what they did to Hargrizim. And so they made that day into a Yomtiv, and that's the story. So you see from here, though, that why are we bringing this story, besides the fact that it's an interesting story, is that you see that Shimon HaTzadik wore the Big Deguna into the Medina. He wore it out of Harabias. It says that he left Harabias. He left, and they met in the city of Antipatris, and that's where he met with Alexandros Maikton. So you see that he wore the Big Dekuna outside of Harabayis. So says the Gemara, Yibayis Ema Ru'uyin LeBig Dekuna. First of all, I could tell you one teretz is that they weren't really Big Dekuna. They were just very nice clothing. They were roy to be Big Dekuna. He wasn't makdish them yet. But they were batsim Big Dekuna. That's what the Brisa means. Yibayis Ema, or I could tell you that they slasa slasham, if you say secha, that really don't know that was what they supposed to do. It was a mamash, it was a matzav of a sakon. It's interesting that the Gemara brings the pasuk "Eislas Hashem." Just say "Stam." It was sakanas nefashos. It was sakanas nefashos. So that's why. But that's either way what the Gemara really means over here. "Eislas Hashem." So therefore, there was mutter for Shimon HaTzadik to wear the big day kahuna, even though ba'atzim it was aser. But he felt that because it was a dangerous situation, so he was allowed to wear the big day kahuna even outside the Medina. As Hashem will continue from here in the next year.